Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, happy Mother's Day weekend. And gosh, if you, which we all have a mother, that's what we've actually discovered. Are you a mom? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
same to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's interesting. You know, we've been hearing from a lot of the moms here. And if anybody wants to call in, call us at 805-419-0008. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you started your day in a positive way. We've been here from 6. We're here every Saturday from 6 to 8. But our shows play all week long, and you can go to our podcast, and that podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We always like to start our show with something uplifting, and being a mother is not about what you gave up, it's about what you gained from having one, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? How many children do you have?
I have 2, a son and a daughter.
Okay, and I've got 4 and now grandchildren. That's so much fun.
Lucky.
Oh, anyways, well, we've got a great show for you. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away, and that's what we love to do here. And of course, I want to, if you miss any part of our show, you can always visit our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is where you can win tickets, and we'd love to give back. And I hope that you, when you call in, you get signed up for our newsletter, and that goes out to all of our winners. And it's a link with all the great events that are happening out through all over that we are a part of. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places to stay connected and for more chances to win. I do want to talk about our first guest, and of course, she is in the studio, Angela May, and we're talking about the Ojai Wine Festival. It's coming up. It's like, it seems like it's just right back again, doesn't it?
It is. It's a month away.
I know. I'm really excited, and of course, that is Sunday, June 11th. We were giving tickets on our earlier show, so every time you guys tune in, there's another chance to win, but this is going to be so much fun. It's from 12 to 4. And, of course, over at the beautiful Lake Casitas Recreational Area.
It's a wonderful area.
I know. It's beautiful over there. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Also, we're going to be talking with Lisa Carey. And we've got Strawberry Festival tickets. That's happening soon. And we'll find out more about that. And we've got tickets for you. And lastly, we're going to talk with Doris Muna. And she's going to be talking about technology and feeling energy. She is an amazing healer. So I'm so excited that she's back on our show and joining us. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we do have the California Strawberry Festival. It's among the biggest festivals in the nation with over 50 food booths, contests, rides, attractions, over 200 arts and crafts, vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, family fun happening May 20th and 21st. Caneo Valley Day, 61st run of that. And it's happening in Thousand Oaks, live entertainment, carnival rides, motocross, and much more. Along with that, we'll be talking about the Wine Festival in Ojai in just moments here. 31st Annual Ojai Wine Festival, June 11th from noon to 4 at beautiful Lake Casitas. We have Rolling Pin Donuts, a dozen donuts, the best in Ventura County. That is in Camarillo. You go there occasionally. We all deserve a donut a day.
I totally agree. A day? Oh, wait, I don't know about that.
Donut
that
a day.
Would kill me, okay. But definitely, I love them over there. If I had to have a donut, that would be the one. What? Okay,
should
let's see.
Should actually be almost one and a half a day.
Okay, oh gosh. Okay, so he was doing it. His math, I could tell.
And we have Nabo. We have Nabo. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Business on Edge with social media marketing. It's happening Tuesday, May 16th at the Sterling Hills Golf Club in Camarillo. If you want more information, visit nawbovc.org.
There you go. And, of course, that's another place for amazing women to look at, you know, and get together with other business women. Also, I want to share Feast of the Beast. And, of course, that is happening over at Cafe Firenze, and that is May 18th. And that's going on 5 till the cows get home. I love that. And we've got a pair of tickets, so I'd love to share that with you. Also, I've got Circus Vargas coming out, and Circus Vargas is in Thousand Oaks and Ventura, and we've got tickets. So we got all these things happening. We're so excited to be a part of all these great things. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's just start off with some Ojai Wine Festival tickets, and of course, that is their 31st. I can't believe it's already 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival, and of course that's happening June 11th, 12 to 4 over at beautiful Ojai Lake Casita Recreation. And Angela, welcome, and thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being here.
I appreciate you having
yeah.
me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about who you are, and are you chairing it again?
Yes, I am. My husband and I, David,
okay.
we do it every year.
That's awesome. Has this mm-hmm. always been your kind of your thing?
No.
Is this the second year?
No, we've been doing it for about 12 years.
Okay, wow, that's a long time to chair yeah. it. Is this like your baby?
Yes.
Okay, I like it. I like when you have your baby and you know that you're really passionate about it. And so, and it turns out amazing every year. So good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what can the guests expect at this year's event?
Well, we have a great lineup of wineries. We have 60 wineries. We have over 35 breweries. And live music by Area 51, the hottest dance band in Santa Barbara.
Nice.
Big dance floor to right on the lakefront, which is lots of fun. Silent auction. There's craft and food vendors and free boat rides on the lake on our
pontoon
boat.
I know. That is so cool. Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a great event.
All right. And, of course, that is happening on the 11th of June, correct?
Yes.
Which is a perfect day, 12 to 4. Now, I know that what's going to be different this year? Because you guys always have a surprise.
Well, this year we have wine judging for the wineries, which we're very excited about.
Okay.
It's put on by STAR, which is the sommeliers of the American Riviera. They're out of Santa Barbara. Great organization. And they are going to be judging all the wines, and then we're going to announce the winners, gold, silver, and bronze medal winners at between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. So I'm very excited about that. We also have increased our VIP lounge.
I was just going to say, okay, what about the VIP?
Yeah.
Is there still tickets left for our listeners
to
get them?
Yes, okay, there are still some tickets.
Okay.
We have increased it, so it's bigger than ever.
Okay.
We have 100 more seats in it, which is great.
Oh, my God, that's really big. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, and who's in there?
We have Sakura Ojai, La Puy Bella Tavola Italian Catering, Bella Aroma Cakes, Mandala from Ojai. And Rotary Club is going to be doing barbecue as well. So we'll have some goodies from
good
there.
Good choices.
Yeah. And we have Stella Artois, Lef Hu Garden will be poured, and Stella Cider, Cidre, I think they're calling it.
Right.
And then our wineries, I'm really excited about in there. End of the Road Winery from Ojai, very limited wines, excellent. They won 3 medals last year at our event. And we also have Ganey Vineyard out of Santa Ynez. And the last one is Zaca Mesa. And they are fabulous, iconic winery.
Are you and your husband wine drinkers?
Yes.
Okay, because you
yes.
can tell you picked out the best ones. Okay, I'm like, wow. All right. So, okay, so talk to us about what is the causes that all of this goes to, because that's really, I always love to share that because it's a win-win, you know. People
it
can
is.
Go and have fun, and yet they know that it's going to a great cause.
Yes. We support a lot of youth-oriented things. So it's not just one thing that we support, but many things, and they're all local. So we do the floating classroom at Lake Acetus, which is science-based field trips for children. That's also for seniors, by the way, not seniors in high school, but elderly people who might be interested in learning a little bit about the ecology of the lake. We also do service above self scholarships at the high school, $12,000 worth every year. We have 10 annual Student of the Month scholarships. We have a Rotary Dictionary Project. So every third grader in the Ojai School District receives a dictionary and then learns how to use that dictionary. And that's something they keep for the rest of the time that they go to school.
Wow. I love that. I mean, dictionary seems so passe. And that's nice that you're honoring them with something that they can be proud of. That's very cool.
Yeah. We have a Girls Empowerment Workshop for the teens at Matilaha Junior High School. And they just learn more about how to be respectful of themselves and value themselves and fight social stereotypes and be a stronger person growing up, woman.
Okay, and what is that group?
That's called Girls Empowerment Workshop.
Ooh, okay. And who is that by?
I don't have the lady's name here, unfortunately, but I could get you that information.
Yeah,
be happy to.
Yeah,
she would be a good guest for
you. Yeah, I think so. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So where do we buy tickets if they don't win them here?
We have several local, more than last year, box offices. So we have 6 locations in Vaughn's, local area Vaughn's in Ventura, and 1 in Ojai, Attitude Adjustment Shop in Ojai. At the Y, and Reed's Appliances on Main Street, and also at in Santa Barbara.
Very cool. And what are the prices?
Prices right now, general admission is $55. It's $60 at event day. VIP admission is $120. It'll be $150 on event day. We have non-drink VIP, which is $60. It'll be $75 on event day. And non-drink.
I like that. So that's different too. Did you always have non-drink?
Yes.
VIP. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always have.
I like that because, you know, sometimes people are like, I'm not going to drink, but I want to enjoy
that.
Exactly. So
what
a great. Okay. That's very cool.
Yeah. No kids in the VIP though.
Yeah,
it's an adult only area.
Yeah.
But we also have non-drink tickets for $25 on event day only. But you can purchase tickets online at ohiowinefestival.com. Or, of course, the local box office, as I mentioned.
Okay. Well, again, oh, gosh, great lineups of people. And who's going to be playing for music? You said the...
Area 51.
Okay. And are they playing the whole time?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And, of course, you've got vendors and... you know, do you want to talk about a little bit of, you know, there's shopping? And
yeah,
it's a
we have craft vendors. We have over 20 craft vendors there, and it's artisans. It's not stuff from China. So they're handmade quality, really neat pieces, jewelry, clothing, artwork, wine-related items, beer-related items. It's really neat to shop through there. And then we have 10 different restaurants from the local area. Most of them are from Ojai. And we have the silent auction, which is really fun. We have more items than ever there, so I'm very excited about that.
Wow, you've been working hard. I love it.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also beer, craft beer, right?
Yes. We have some fabulous breweries from the local area, Institution Ale, which is a new one in Camarillo.
They're kicking it, I'm telling you.
They are. Figueroa Mountain, Firestone Brewing, Tappet, SLO Brewing. And we also have some excellent wineries from the area, too. End of the Road Winery, Topa Mountain Winery, Majestic Oak Vineyard, Clos des Amis, and South Mountain Winery, Bacalli's, Plan B, Cantera Cellars, Four Bricks Winery, Magnavino Cellars, Back Patio Cellars, which is a real tiny micro winery, and they're just, I'm really excited about them. They're going to be fun. So you should definitely check
again,
them out.
I'm so excited to be a part of this, and I can't wait. And again, if you get your tickets early, you can get up to 20% discount. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So do that in advance. It's going to be a great day. Get a whole bunch of people together and go down there.
Yeah. We have group sales too.
Oh, okay.
So if you buy 10 or more tickets, you can get 10% off. You buy 20 or more tickets, you get 20% off online.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's just a really good family. You know, it's family, but yet if you want to go into, you can send one person in to the VIP and vice versa. But anyways, a really good day, great location. And of course, we're talking about the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival. And of course, that's Sunday, June 11th, 12 to 4. And we'd love to see you out there. We've got a pair of tickets for you, but if they don't get tickets here, give out the website,
ohiowinefestival.com.
Pretty easy, right?
Very
all
easy.
Right. Angela, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. And again, stay with us because we'll be right back.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away right now. And I've got Caneo Valley Days tickets. And of course, that's their 61st annual Caneo Valley Days featuring live entertainment. They've got some really good bands. And I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this weekend. And so, of course, Thursday through Sunday over at the Caneo Creek Park. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can go to CaneoValleyDays.us and check it out there. My next guest, I'm so excited she's here. She's actually, I love what she does. She's made me feel better. And of course, we're talking about Doris Muna, and Dorothea Healing is her website, DorotheaHealing.com. And again, Doris, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm in the healing business. I deal with people, pets, and the environment, as in feng shui. So anytime there's energy, I seem to be drawn into the situation, energy that's not working right.
Right. And so when you say energy, I mean, that's what we're all made up of, is energy, right?
Correct.
And so how do we, you know, how do we know if we're in balance or if we've had a trauma, like I lost my mom, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You know, you helped me kind of through that. You helped me through, and which I was like probably the perfect person. I'm like, I've never done this before. I don't know what you're doing, but I'll try it. Right.
Right.
That's where I say I jump in and think later. But you really did make me feel so much better. And so how does that work?
Sometimes we are stuck in our mental body, or what we call our thoughts. And sometimes those sadness thoughts, they keep recurring and recurring. And in the case of bereavement, it's nice. Of course, our loved ones have left us, but they left us the memories. And they've left us physically, but all these beautiful memories, the photos, and I tell people, go back and look at them and celebrate the person you've left. It's easier said than done.
Right.
But it's a consolation that they didn't take all those photos and memories. Can you imagine? We would be left with nothing.
Right. Yeah. And I'm one of those that take lots of photos, and I love that. So, okay. So can you use, so what, if somebody was going through a hard time, how, what would they do? They call you, you do it over the phone. How does that work? Walk us through that.
Yes, I do that. But I would recommend for people, the first step is to take a meditation, to try meditation, because that balances the brain. Mm-hmm. And it balances our, takes off the edge of something. And I have it on my website on the first page, where there's a link for free meditation. You don't need to sign up or anything. And it's open 24/7 and different meditations. There's also something called visualization, which I do as well.
And so to visualize, you know, some people get that that feeling back, and you got to over, my mom used to tell me, cancel, right? When you get those thoughts, and then you just keep trying to move through it, right? I mean, it's like powering through these hard times in your life.
Yes, it's very hard. And sometimes people get into a hole and can't get out. And this is when, if nothing else helps, I recommend they do a one-on-one with me or take one of my classes. And that helps them go over that little hurdle.
So talking about one of your classes, we've got a class coming up right now. And of course, that's Saturday, May 27th, 9 a.m. to 4. And it's called Technology of Feeling the Subtle Energy. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is a very entry-level class. It's a very simple class, and it teaches you how to use your hands to feel the energy. Sometimes you walk into the room and you feel there's something off, or you sit near somebody and you feel drained. This way, you can actually move your hands back and forth and feel the energy, and it's an amazing tool. I don't know if you've heard of muscle testing.
Yeah.
Well, this is similar, but we don't touch. We just feel the energy.
That's interesting. So, you know, I mean, so, and for my listeners, you know that moment where you connect with somebody and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I feel like I've known you forever. Or there's the person that you walk into the room and you're like, okay, why? It's like, it's like you're trying to like get around that person. You can't, right? There's a big difference.
It is. And sometimes you feel warm and comfortable with somebody. And the next day you wake up, it's like going to a party. The next day you feel energized, or the next day you feel exhausted.
But is it because of our moods, or is it because of our energy, or how does that really work?
It's because of the energy.
Really?
Yes. You absorb people's stuff. So sometimes people in the workplace, they absorb other people's negative stuff. So they're drained, not from their job, but from the people or the colleague or their boss they're working with.
Wow.
And I find that in my corporate training, that it's not the person, it's what's around them.
Wow. Well, you know, I do hair, okay?
Yeah.
And so when somebody's sitting in my chair or in my studio, because it's kind of the, you know, I'm just not working on them. When I do the hair, you know, it's hard for me not to just, you know, absorb their energy. So I have to, and I've learned a little bit, okay, of how to kind of go, okay, I'm not going to let, because people come in to feel better, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure like you can't take on all these pains of other people. How do you protect yourself?
Well, this is the class, what we talked about. There's a technique we use that we cut people's energy off, actually.
Wow.
And what, you know, I can imagine when you do hair, that's an extension of our bodies.
Yeah.
And so even the hair has energy and clothes,
yeah.
Where you sit, public places. It's interesting. Once you start observing and noticing, you realize, wow.
So how do you, okay, so if you want to have somebody in your life and you get a weird energy from them, can you change it?
Red flag, walk away.
Walk away. So yeah. Don't try to change it. Just red flag.
Red flag.
Wow,
because if your instincts are telling you something's wrong, then trust them.
That's the thing that we sometimes don't do, because we, you know, we need to listen to that inner voice, right?
Correct.
That's interesting. Okay. Okay. So let me ask you a question. You've helped people from all over the world. How did you find out who you were and what your talents are and your gifts?
About 35 years ago, I was in corporate America, mm-hmm. working very hard, climbing the corporate ladder. And I fell and broke my coccyx. And I had to be lying down for 6 weeks because I was in a lot of pain. And during those 6 weeks, I started a self-analysis of my life and where I wanted to be. And it came like an aha moment that all these talents I have, all these gifts, and I'm a third-generation healer. So I learned a lot from my family, from both my grandmas. I thought, why can't I do this and help others? And I started with helping neighbors and friends. And the next thing you know, my husband, the finance guy, says, why don't you make a business out of this?
And you know what? And it sounds so perfect, because when we love what we do, why not? I mean, it's our passion. It's almost like they say, if you find what you do, then you're not working, right?
This is it. You have to live your passion. And to me, work is fun. I don't feel like burdened or anything. I love my work. I can work forever.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to let's take a really quick break. But when I come back, I want to kind of tell everybody a little bit about how I met you and how you were every place that I was at. And it was like, okay, I knew this was going to be a good thing. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got lots of stuff to give away. We've got lots of things happening here. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets to the Ojai Wine Festival. That's the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival. And if you don't win them here, of course, it's on June 11th from 12 to 4 up in Ojai, Lake Casitas. If you don't win them here, get them early. You get 20% off. You can go to OhaiWineFestival.com and lots of great stuff that day. So again, call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. And, of course, California Strawberry Festival is right just a couple weeks away. It's May 20th and 21st. And, of course, that's 10 to 6:30, located over at the Strawberry Meadow College Park. And, of course, that's over off of South Rose Avenue in Oxnard. And if you haven't already got your tickets, visit, is it CAST? California, CaliforniaStrawberryFestival.org. And, but we've got tickets here and I'd love to share them with you. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But, of course, we've got Doris Muna in here and Lisa Carey from the Strawberry Festival. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning.
Always smells so good when you come.
Right from the grower.
I know. And they're so good this year again. I mean, I don't know. It's like they, it's like that. We actually had Dr. Joel Furman on our earlier show. And that's the sweetness that you don't need to put anything else in, you know?
Right. And the health benefits are wonderful.
I know.
And more vitamin C than an orange, and the folic acid for pregnant women is
there
helpful.
You go.
And everybody loves them.
I love it. And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, come on.
We've got happy Mother's Day weekend coming up this weekend. And of course, you know, gosh, I tell you, I know you lost your mom too, right? Yes. I'm sorry, yes. And I lost my mom. It's very hard. I know it's really hard.
I know. We're going to get teary-eyed.
There, okay? But we have our healer here, and she actually helped me with this. And so we were talking about that. And of course, she's got a workshop coming up. But I wanted to say we were at all these different networks, Doris, right? And we kept bumping into each other. But Doris was at actually our NABO meeting, and she came up to behind me and she said, "Did you just lose somebody that is really close to you?" And I was like, okay, that was kind of weird, but yes, you know. And she said, "Well, you could still talk to her. She's right here. She hasn't left yet." And I was like, okay, you're kind of freaking me out, right? And so then I was down in Hermosa Beach at another place, at another networking. Boom, Doris was there. We never talked about it. I didn't really know Doris yet. And then we were at another place, and I was like, oh my God, okay, that is like the universe telling me that I need to be with this person. And so when she'd come to me, I thought, okay, sign me up. What do I do? And then vice versa. And we started to work together, and it's been amazing because you have amazing gifts, and I love what you do. And of course, they're heart gifts. You know, I always say those are the gifts that we're born with. And once you use those gifts, it's like, you know, you can really just share those with people. Don't keep, if you've got something that is amazing that you can share with everyone, please do it. It's kind of like my gift of my hair is just something that I don't even have to think of. Kind of like my gift of talking, right? It just happens. And so find out what your gifts are and use them. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that, you know, that you do, Doris.
I do many. I have many hats. One of them is healing one-on-one with people. The other, which I love and is my passion, is teaching everything I know. And I figured, is if I'm going to move forward when I leave this earth, what do I leave behind? What legacy? And I feel if every household has one healer who knows what to do in an emergency, if there's no doctor, no medical system, I don't know where we're heading. So this is my philosophy. And of course, I do products to support the healing because my clients can't see me every day, so they need something to help them in between. And I do also corporate events, corporate wellness, feng shui. So I have many hats, and it's kind of fun because it's very varied. And I work here in Spain and in Greece, so I've kind
worldly.
Of
worldly. I know. Yeah. It's and so, you know, what's interesting to me is that you could actually get on the phone call with somebody and you could still feel it. Or are you Skyping? Or are you seeing them? How do you do that?
This is called remote healing or distant healing. It's like talking on a cell phone. There's no wire connecting you to whoever is in the other.
That's very true.
Room or other city. So it's the same for me. I can feel the energy wherever I am. I just focus on the person.
Okay, so I know I'm going to probably put her on the spot right now, but what's the energy that you're feeling right now?
Oh, lovely, especially from you. Aww. You have an amazing, loving energy. I watched you on all those shows. I've watched you when you gave so much of your time for the breast survival.
Oh, thank you.
In Thousand Oaks. And I thought, now this is a woman.
Again.
Is amazing of giving. Mm. And when she walked in, I felt her energy very vibrant.
She's
I think
amazing.
Because you work with healthy food.
Yes, and I work out and I'm...
Are you vegetarian?
I don't do dairy and I'm mostly greens.
Well, you know, it shows. Sometimes people's energy is what you eat.
So are you a vegetarian or a vegan?
No, I just really...
You're just careful
of what
and
I
conscious.
Put in my body because it's such a fuel in your engine.
God, you would have loved. You've heard of Joel Fuhrman, right?
To Live.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, he was a great guest. And you know, it is. We take care of ourselves. We take care of everybody else, right? And we forget ourselves. And it's so. You do you not go out a lot?
No, I don't curb what I do. I'm just make choices that I know my body likes because at the end of the day, if I eat something that's fried or
you
there's some of that, my body just says, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
And then I make sure I don't do that again.
That's good. You're learning from it, right? I love it. So the energy that you walk into a room, let's just kind of give my listeners a for instance. they are working in a corporate environment, you can't really all the different energies of that, right? And how do you protect yourself?
There is a very interesting, I wrote it down as a PDF booklet on my website. It's a free giveaway for your listeners they'd like. It's called The 7 Free Healing Tools. And it outlines many things. It says how to keep your energy clean, how to avoid other people's negative thoughts, and also putting boundaries. If you are in an abusive relationship, for instance, you're absorbing.
Right.
So putting boundaries, moving on.
Right. So you're kind of, it's interesting. You talked about eating clean. Sometimes we don't have our own restrictions on what we let into our life. And so they're toxins. So it's kind of the same thing. We really have to, eat, drink, and clean, right? I mean, it's like we have to go through the soul of our body, all of the functions. And so it's interesting. You don't think about the energy.
No.
And I'm so glad to hear that.
You spend a whole night drinking bottles of something, of alcohol, and the next day you're not going to feel good.
Really? Yeah. Right.
So
right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't drink, but, just
everything moderation,
everything.
Right?
Everything. And even meat. There's organic meat. There's hormone-free chicken. So you can choose. Just be aware.
Right. Doris, last I want to ask you, in a family relationship, we're talking about, Mother's Day weekend, and there's so many times, that as moms or as wives or as daughters or, whatever family member you're situated in, sometimes we're going through a really hard time and we portray that on our children. And how can we do that in a healthy way so that we're not dumping on them to say, how do we stay strong and be the example why we go and mourn through whatever we're going through?
It's moms are difficult relationship. It's a very strong relationship. It's our nurturer. It's the person who brought us into this home. It's the umbilical cord, I feel, that was never cut. So putting boundaries with your own mom is a good idea.
Yeah.
But also looking at where she came from. What was she like as a teenager? Just bonding with her. Tell me, who was your first boyfriend? Moms were kids too. They were young, our moms. So we only look at them as older and naggy and in pain. And
well, it's interesting. I had all my kids home last week. And one of my daughters lives in Houston out there. And it's interesting when I see all the personalities, the husbands, the kids, the in-laws. When I see all those different, it's hard to, actually go, okay, how do I take all of those personalities and siphon them through? And so how do you do that? How do you, I just had to take a step back and just go, I just want to love all of them right now. Because, you could be like, oh my God, one's got one personality, one's got another personality, and they're all older and they've all, So we really need to, how do we look at that?
Stepping back and let it be. Always, as a mom now, of course, I didn't do it when my kids were young, but now that they're all older and married and I have grandkids, I look back and I say, why don't I not comment and just let it be?
I learned that. I finally learned that. It's interesting. Yeah, when the kids are, my grandchildren are all there and my daughters are, and I'm like, if they need my help, I'll be here, but I'm not going to. Yeah, and it was actually a very pleasant trip. I was very, so anyways. Well, Doris, again, I know you've got this this class coming up, and I know that you have a gift for my listeners, right, if they join?
Yes, they can call me on 805-807-3097, but if they register for the class, I have a little gift of their choice from my products.
Oh, I love
your
products.
But they have to say they heard me on your show.
Okay, perfect. And of course, your website is DorotheaHealing.com. And again, that is Saturday, May 27th, 9 to 4, and that's in Agora?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And
thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I thank you so much for being here. All right, we're going to take a really, really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Lisa Carey. We're talking about Strawberry Festival. And of course, we've got tickets. Call in right now. We'd love to get a couple tickets out to you guys right now. And of course, that's coming up May 20th through the 21st, 10 to 6:30. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we have been here all the way from 6 o'clock all the way to 8 o'clock. And of course, we are so grateful that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, our next guest, Lisa Carey, is here. Strawberry Festival is what we're talking about. And of course, that's May 20th and 21st. She always does such a great job. Of course, she does. That and Harvest Festival, and God, you are a busy lady.
I like to have fun.
I know you do.
I love it because I can shop every event.
I love it too. I know. And eat and shop and eat, and it's all good stuff.
I know,
so
but it's
tell
fun.
Us a little bit about what we're going to find this year at the Strawberry Festival.
Well, I think one of the things that's really amazing is we've expanded the landscape by 50%. So
my God,
there's
gonna be
two
bigger
soccer fields
that
are going to be a great sort of picnic-like setting for the live concerts. We've got two stages out in that area, and that really opens up the food court.
Right.
We've got two food courts, over 50 booths with everything berry. I mean, you're talking chocolate dipped and strawberry pizza. I'm a big fan of the strawberry beer, too.
I love beer.
Fragrant,
I'm actually more of a little bit of a beer than the wine, you know, but I love that.
Yeah, and there's margaritas, and then deep fried strawberries, strawberry funnel cake, chocolate dipped, kind of
anything
goes on,
strawberry that you
on
can
and on.
Think of, right?
And then even strawberry popcorn.
Oh
if
my
you
God,
can believe that.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, kettle and corn is one of my favorites. I have to tell you. And oh
you
my God,
you can't walk by it
I
when
know.
You're any place.
It's like I'm like that's like my addiction. They were talking about what you're, you know, I don't know, but anyways, I love that. And so. How fun is that? Okay, so 34th year.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I think what's wonderful about it is the event has really stayed true to its mission. And, you know, you speak of doing the right thing, making the right choices. And that's what this nonprofit board has done, because they bring in the nonprofit groups and they host the food booths that bring all the delicious foods.
I love that.
And what I think is cool is you have coaches working along with their students, people in religious groups, various nonprofit, local mom and pop community nonprofits coming together. And there aren't too many opportunities where you get kids, young people, people of all ages out having fun,
It's good,
engaged
clean,
in something, having a blast, and really reaping the rewards, because 100% of what they get from sales proceeds go directly to those organizations.
I love it. And what are some of those organizations?
Oh, gosh, there's quite a few. The Oxnard Police Explorers, the Our Lady of Guadalupe School, Citizens Advisory Committee, Community Bible Mission, Ventura County Alumni Chapter, Chapter Blacks in Government, Salvation Army, high school basketball teams, soccer clubs, you name it.
So many. Yes. There's so many. And you always have such a huge amount. I know every year it's just gotten bigger and better. You do such a good job putting this together. I mean, and of course it takes many hands, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I have a big mouth. I talk about it.
I know, but that's awesome. But that's what it's all about. Yeah. So let's kind of go through the days of, okay, and the time. So, of course, 11 to 1 is the children berry time, right?
Yes. Well, we have within the festival grounds, in addition to three live entertainment stages. One is directed just towards kids. We have a strawberry promenade, and that's where they have cooking demonstrations and all things kind of health-related with berries. So on Saturday, we have the final of the Berry Blast-Off Recipe Contest. And then on Sunday, we have the Smackdown, where we put two local chefs together, and they don't know what ingredients they're going to cook with, but then they have an hour to put together a really great dish.
Yum.
Of course, we know the hidden ingredient is going to be strawberries,
right,
but we don't know what's going to go.
And are they, so do they just get, here's all your stuff?
Right.
Oh, I love that. Where is that at?
That's in the Strawberry Promenade. It's okay. A huge tented oasis by the Blue Gate.
Okay.
And so we have all those activities going on. And then there's also contests in the contest area, and that's where you can do the tart toss or the pie eating or the strawberry relay. Then we have a berry best dressed hat,
yes,
and a berry best dressed baby contest,
okay, yes,
which are always really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And the kids get into it and the fans cheer them on.
Parents get into it.
Yes.
Yes. It's,
it's
really
a hard
fun
one to judge.
Yeah. No, but I love it. I love seeing all those kids. Yeah. So it's so much fun. And then you have the celebrity chef, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
from Sweet Arlene's.
Yeah.
And she's going to be doing some great. I think she's going to do a strawberry truffle.
Ooh,
cupcakes.
Yummy. Okay. Oh, yum. Okay. And then you have the festival fun facts, right?
Yes, Fruly, who hosts our strawberry beer, they really get into the nitty-gritty about strawberries, different ways you can prepare them, and some fun sort of trivia, things like that, and there's prizes awarded. It's a really interactive kind of presentation.
Yeah, and then you makes haven't even fun mentioned all the shopping.
I know.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part.
Yeah, I know. I think so. But, oh, my God, how many, like, every year there's more and more vendors, correct?
Well, they line all of Rose Avenue. We take down Rose Avenue, so you cannot drive through direct traffic. So there's over 200 arts and crafts vendors, and they come from all over the U.S. because this is a big celebration. So you really get a varied interest in, you know, watercolors, oils, photography, woodwork, furniture,
are they,
jewelry.
Voted in, or how does that work?
That's a good question, Kim, because it's a juried showcase. And so that means the level of the quality of the artisans, it maintains that. And also you don't have 20 people, you know, exhibiting the same thing. You know, it's very diverse. And there's also some specialty foods, some recipes that sauces, mixes, nuts, things that are traditional recipes handed down through generations.
How fun is
you know
that? Yeah,
and
I
you
love
get
it
to visit with the artists, you get to sample some of the foods, and
yeah, it's a really it's a big deal, and there's so many people that love going to this, and the price is so reasonable. Tell us how much it
costs
to
get
in there.
You know, it's $12 for a general ticket, and seniors are $8, and kids 5 to 12 are $5, and kids 4 and under are free. And active military is $8 too, and their families.
That's great. And now, what about parking? Because you guys make it so easy.
I know. Oh. That's what we try to.
Yeah.
So people should have faith in the system. And we have 5 convenient locations off the 101. They're clearly marked, but also if they go to castrawberryfestival.org, getting there, there's a whole tab and it has buttons and it's very easy. But Then we have shuttles that pick up every 15 minutes, and they go direct. They have direct access to the festival site. And if you choose to drive your car, there's a bit more traffic, and it's $10 to park.
Right.
So we've been green since 2006 with
awesome.
The shuttle system, and it's more people are catching on, and they when you talk to them, they go, oh my gosh, this was the greatest thing. It was so easy to get here.
Yeah, and now if you want to leave, you just get back on
yeah,
the
you
shuttle.
Yeah, you go to where the shuttle stop is, okay. and they rotate. And since they have direct access with specific streets that are closed off just to them, they move quite quickly.
Okay, great. Again, if anybody's just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking about the brighter side of the California Strawberry Festival event that's happening right now. And of course, that's May 20th and 21st. We've got tickets, so I'd love you to call in and get those at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If they need tickets, where do they go? And are they electronically, or how does that work?
You can get them online, and it's really easy. You can get them from your phone, or you can purchase them at the gate.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, I can't wait to this. It's always fun. And you'll see lots of familiar faces out there being judges, right? And
yes.
I'm excited. Again, you always do such a great job. Thank you for letting us be a part of this.
And thank you for coming and for your support.
Of course.
What I love is, you know, about $4.5 million has gone back to
that's awesome.
Enrich lives, and it comes full circle. So
that's
it's,
what
it's all
really
many
what
it's
hands
all about.
Make little work. That's what it's all about. I love being a part of all these great events. And
right.
Again, if you've called in for any of these things, I'm so glad. If you haven't, please do now. And again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've had a lot of great guests. And of course, I always like to end my show with a moment of happiness. Successful mothers are not the ones that have never struggled. They are the ones that never give up, and despite the struggles. With that, I wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. And again, do something nice for someone. Even if it's the father that, you know, you're mothering your father or whatever, whoever you're mothering, we need love in our world. And we appreciate that. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Instinct.